Erev Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chanukah. So I want to speak a few in your name about Chanukah, lessons that we can take out from the Yom Tov, in your name of Hadlokas HaMenorah. Perhaps the most famous kasha, more than any other kasha, is the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef, who asks, why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? The Nes was only for 7 days, because for the first day they had the oil. So the Nes that it burnt was for 7 days. The first day wasn't a Nes. That's the famous question, which is known as the kasha of the Beis Yosef. And on this kasha, there are given more tiritzim than any other kasha. There are more known answers. In fact, there is a sefer somebody put out a few years ago in which he collected over 500 answers to answer this question. What is the nes that we have 8 days and not 7 days of Chanukah? And the Mefarshim speak about this in itself. That why is it that this one question of the Beis Yosef, the Inyonim of Chanukah, there is so much written about Chanukah. We find in the Rambam, in Hilchas Chanukah, in the fourth Perek, the Rambam writes as follows, Mitzvah Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'oid, is a very precious, a very beloved mitzvah, which again the Mefarshim note, we don't find the Rambam write such a comment about any other mitzvahs. We're not told this about Shabbos, we're not told it about eating matzah on Pesach, about listening to the shofar from Rosh Hashanah. Chanukah, says the Rambam, is a mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'oid. V'tzorach ha'udam lehizo'ebo. A person must be very careful to keep the mitzvahs of Chanukah, Hadlokas Menorah, properly. Kedei lohoidia hanes, in order to publicize the nes, v'lohoisif b'shevach hokel yis'ale, and to increase and to add on to praise Hashem. We see from the Lushan, from the words of the Rambam writes that part of the yontov of the mitzvahs of Chanukah is to be lohoisif, to add on something new, add on a new dimension, something new that you didn't think of, that you didn't know last year. Just like we know by the Haggadah Pesach, we are told, Kol hamarbe lesaper betzias Mitzrayim, harei ze meshibach. Similarly, it would seem from the words of the Rambam that it's not just good enough to light the menorah, mitzvah anushim limuda, go through the motions. A person has to be moisif. Now, the Noidi Behida, one of the great Gedolim, asks in his sefer called Derishe Hatzlach the following question. Just like there was no pure oil to light the menorah, similarly, there was no pure yayin for the nesochim. We know with every korban, one would bring nesochim. And the nesochim were wine. One needs kosher wine, which is not tomei. Similarly, for korban mincha, you need to have, again, you need to have soilus, you need to have pure flour. And yet, we don't find that a nes took place. They found a pure bottle of wine. They found a pure container of soilus. Just when it came to lighting the menorah, suddenly there was a nes. They found the pure bottle of shemen, pachechot shel shemen, and they were able to light the menorah. But what was with all the other avoiders in the Beis HaMikdash? Did they do those avoiders? It would appear to us that not, for those that had to wait 8 days till they all became tohoi, and then they could come along and do all the other mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash. It would appear for the first 8 days of Chanukah, the only mitzvah they could perform was the Hadlokas HaMenorah, because it found the one Pach Shemen, and a nes took place and it burned for 8 days. But they couldn't bring any Korban Mincha, they couldn't bring any Nesochim, they probably couldn't bring any Karbonus either. So ask the Noidi Behida, why was it that a nes took place, but only concerning the menorah. There was no nes that should be able to bring the other karbunas, to be able to bring the sochem, the mincha, just the menorah. What was so special, so important about the menorah, that for that there was a nes, but for nothing else? Azoy freaked the noida b'yehida. Now the Bach, in his Perush on Shulchan Aruch, the Bach quotes a very interesting medrash, which for some odd reason doesn't seem to be well known. We know the Yevonim were Goyzer, Shabbos, Chodesh, Mila. But, tells us the Bach, in the name of a Medrash, there was something else which the Yevonim were out to destroy and to disrupt. Specifically, they had an agenda. They didn't want the Yidden to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Tells us the Medrash the following words, that the Yevonim said, Mitzvah achas yesh beyodom. They have one particular mitzvah. Im atem mevatlim oisem meyodom. And if you will stop them doing this one mitzvah, you mevatl this mitzvah from them, kvar heim avidim. They are lost. There's nothing that the Yidden will be able to do. Ve'eze, and which mitzvah is this? Zeh hadlukas menorah. This is lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Yevonim specifically wanted to disrupt, to be mevatel the hadlukas menorah, more than all the other kabunas. They weren't concerned about the other kabunas so much. The ikka thing they were concerned about was the hadlukas menorah and also the carbon. Talmud is also written, there were also geyser. But what is it we need to understand? Why were they so adamant that the menorah at all costs, that had to be disrupted? So we're going to explain this. But first of all, with the words of the Medrash, we can answer the question of the Noidi B'Yehida. The Noidi B'Yehida asks, why did a nes take place specifically that they should be able to light the menorah, not the all other karbonas? The answer is because, since specifically they wanted to disrupt the menorah, because they knew the menorah, as long as they have the menorah, they can't overcome them. So therefore, by the relighting of the menorah, this was the victory sign for Klal Yisrael that they've been victorious in overcoming the Yevonim. So it was the menorah which the Yevonim wanted to disrupt and be mevatel, and specifically that's why it was so important by the menorah to have the nes that they should be able to kindle again the menorah. The Osher Rav Rebbe was a famous tzaddik living at Shul 40, 50 years ago. It's a very chush of a sefer called the Be'er Moshe. And in his sefer Be'er Moshe, he quotes that this medrash is to be found as well in the Zoya HaKodosh. And the Zoya HaKodosh in Parshas Noach, very interestingly, where the Zoya comments on the Pasuk, we know when Noach was in the Teva, he sent out the Yoina to go and see whether the marble had resided and the earth had become dry. Tells us the Pasuk that the Yoina returned and it was carrying a leaf. Which leaf was the Yoina carrying? State in the Pasuk, Vehine Ale Zayis Befia. It was carrying the leaf of a Zayis, Shem, which we know Zayis is made, from that we make Shem and Zayis, which we use for the menorah. On this Pasuk tells us the Zoya HaKadosh, that if not for the fact that the Rabbi Neshloilam gave the Kohanim the strength, Shahoyi Madlikim Neiros B'Shem and Zayis, as I of the Pelatus Yehida Minhu Oilam, Klal Yisrael would have been lost. It's only through lighting the menorah, tells us the Zoya Kudish, that's what ensures the continuity of Klal Yisrael. Azoyt of the Zoya Kudish. And the Oshav Rebbe quotes another medrash, a medrash Tanchima in Parshas Tetzaveh. There in Parshas Tetzaveh is written the first time the mitzvah of Hadlukas HaMenorah in the Mishkan. And there, over there, the Medrash Tanchima quotes again the same pasuk in Parshas Noach, but the Yoina came back with the Ale Zayis Befia. And there tells us the Medrash as follows. We know Klal Yisrael is compared to a Yoina. Yoinusi Tamusi, that says the pasuk in Shiashim. Klal Yisrael are compared to a dove. Says the Medrash Tanchima, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ma Hayoina Hevia Oira la'olam, just like the Yoina understood to bring back dafka the leaf of a shem of a zayas tree, which one uses that to make shem zayas for the menorah. Af atem, similarly, you klal yisrael shenem shaltem le'yoina, which you're all compared to the Yoina. Hevi shem zayas, bring to the mishkan a shem zayas v'hadliki lefunai esaneh, and light the menorah shenema v'yikhi alecho shem zayas lahalois ne tomid. We see the connection. However, we still need to understand a bit deeper what is so important about the menorah, lighting the menorah, that it's the menorah more than everything else. Says the Zohar Kodesh, in the schis of the menorah, the enemies cannot overcome Klal Yisrael. That's what the Yevonim understood. That's why they tried to be mevatel the menorah. That's why the Nes took place dafka with the menorah. Why is the menorah so important more than everything else? So I'm sure you've already all heard, I'm sure quite a few times, what the Gemara tells us. That the menorah says in the Torah, you have to light the menorah in the Mishkan. Asks the Gemara, v'chi la'oira hitzorech, does the Rabbi Shem need our lights? We know a human being, he comes into a dark room, you switch the light on because you need light to be able to see. Asks the Gemara, v'chi la'oira hitzorech, did Rabbi Shem need our lights? The whole 40 years that the Eden when the Mishkan, we knew that there was an Amud Onan and there was an Amud Esh which went before them to light up the way. They had this Moedic pillar of fire which Rabbi Shem gave them. So you need to light a menorah in the Mishkan? Says the Gemara, you know why you have to light the menorah? The menorah is the sign that the Rabbi Nishalim has put his Shekhinah together with Klal Yisrael. The Rabbi Nishalim is with Klal Yisrael. And Mamela, when the Rabbi Nishalim is with Klal Yisrael, we understand fully well that it's impossible for anybody to overcome Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when the Yevonim wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, they knew as long as the menorah is burning in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a sign that the Rabbi Nishloilim is with Klal Yisrael. There's Hashur Hashchin and Klal Yisrael. Well, if there's Hashur Hashchin and Klal Yisrael, the Yevonim knew it's hopeless. There's no way they're going to be able to defeat and to destroy Klal Yisrael, because they can't overcome the Rabbi Nishloilim. They can't fight against the Rabbi Nishloilim. When will they know that the Rabbi Shem has taken away his Shekhinah from Klal Yisrael, if for whatever reason there's no longer the menorah burning in the Beis HaMikdash? And in fact, we find, Chazal tell us, that not just by the Nes of Chanukah, but throughout all the years, whenever the menorah was lit in the Beis HaMikdash, and also in the Mishkan, there was a continuous Nes by the menorah. What was the Nes? The Nes was the Ner HaMarovi. The Ner HaMarovi, one light of the menorah, although it had the same amount of oil as all the other Neres in the menorah, that one Ner would burn for 24 hours, from when it was lit in the evening until the next day, the next evening, for 24 hours, although it had the exact same identical amount of oil. Why was this Nes took place? What was the tachlis of this Nes? This Nes was to show us the menorah, the light of the menorah, wasn't just a physical gashmistika light. This light and this ness of the menorah was to reinforce, to make us realize shashchina shoira beYisrael. And as long as that menorah is burning, there will always be shchina shoira beYisrael. So the Yevonim knew, as long as that menorah is there, they cannot overcome Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the ness was dafka in the menorah, because that shows us, as Oizuk Noidi Behidus, Shasemus, with many other Mephoshim, that showed us that the Rabbi Shem had brought back his ness to Klal Yisrael. And although the Yidin were Tomei, says the Beis Yosef, there were all of them, because the Yevonim had been the Beis HaMikdash for 3 years, and they disrupted everything, and there'd been battles, and people had been killed, so people had become Tomei. So the whole of Klal Yisrael had a din of, they were Tomei Lenefesh. And yet, despite this, the Rabbi Shem made this Nes Chanukah. That's why Zogin Meforshim, that's why Chanukah is called a mitzvah chaviva. Why is it such a special, precious mitzvah? Because we know the Rabbi Shem makes Nisim for tzaddikim. He makes Nisim for great people, people who are toy, but people who are on a low madriga, people who are tommy. For them, the Rabbi Shem is going to perform Nisim. By Nes Chanukah, we saw that even somebody who is Tomei, the whole of Klal Yisrael were Tomeim. They were on a low madrega. The Yevunim had come along and they brought along their culture. And many Yidden, unfortunately, had lost their Yiddish identity and were assimilating with the Yevunim. And despite all of this, a Nes took place to show that Rabbein Shem has not and will not forsake and abandon Klal Yisrael. So Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah which is called Chaviva Admaoid. And that's why I say the Meforshim, we find that Chanukah is a Yontif which is at the end of the month. We don't have any Yontif at the end of the month, the entire year. Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the month. Yom Kippur is the 10th of the month. Shavuos is the 6th, the 7th of the month. Pesach with Sukkot is the 15th of the month. We don't have a Yontif which is the end of the month. The end of the month is when you can't see the moon anymore. The moon has disappeared. Klausel Nimshel Avona, in the middle, the deepest, the darkest time of winter, when it's cold and gloomy. And we light the menorah where? Sheilachili Shaputa, underneath 10 tefuchim, lower than 10 tefuchim. Although Chazal tell us, the Shechinah never comes down to lower than 10 tefuchim to the earth. The Shechinah is in Shemaim. The Baruch Hashem brings down the Shechinah to this world, but not closer to the earth than 10 tefuchim. It never goes, descends lower than 10 tefuchim to the earth. So you would think that the menorah, you should place higher than 10 tefuchim. But the message of Chanukah is, because Rabbi Hashem made this nest to restore his Shekhinah, even when we were a low madrega, so therefore the menorah we light at the end of the month, by night, when it's dark, lamata ma'asora, and that's the chavivus of Ner Chanukah, special chavivus of Ner Chanukah. Now what lesson are we supposed to take out of this? There's a story told over from the Heilige Rishna as follows. A Yid once came to the Rebbe of Rishon and he said, Rebbe, I have a problem. When I learn Torah, everything is very clear to me. I understand what I should be doing, what I'm not allowed to do, what's a mitzvah and what's an aveira. Everything is crystal clear. The problem is, when I close my sefer and I go out into the world outside, suddenly I lose myself, I forget, and the Yetzer Hara is able to overcome me and entice me, and I slip up. Although when I was sitting and learning in the Beis Hamikdash, I was very crystal clear what's right and what's wrong. And if the Yetzer Hara would have come to me then, I could easily have overcome him. But he comes to me when my guard is down. So what should I do? What's the answer? Just learning doesn't help, because I need some protection when I'm outside. Said the Rishna, I'll answer you with a mushal. There was a fellow who was walking along in the forest and he lost his way and he became darker and darker until it came pitch black. There was no light. He couldn't see where he was going. He was scared he's going to fall over and hurt himself and break a leg. Scared to walk. He was trapped there in the forest in the middle of the night by himself. And eventually, after a few hours, he sees in the distance, there's somebody coming along with a torch, with a fire. He waits until this fellow catches him up. And when he caught him up, so he said to him, do you mind if I walk together with you? Because it's pitch black and I can't see where to go. And if I walk with you and you've got a fire, then I can walk with you. So the second man said, with pleasure, you're welcome to walk with me. So they walked together for a time, till eventually they came to a crossroads where one road goes right and the other road goes left. And the man with the fire said, I'm going here, I'm making a right. But the other man was with him said, but I need to make a left. So what am I going to do? I'm going to be stranded again in the darkness. You can't just leave me here by myself. So the man with the fire said, you're a fool. You should have realized. You knew where you were going. You should have realized this might happen. And if so, you've had ample time whilst we were walking together and I was holding my fire. You could see you should have picked up a few branches that now, when we're parting ways, you could have taken from my fire. You could have lit your own fire and you would have had your own fire and you could have carried on and gone your own way. You'd have had your own fire because you didn't have the seichel to pick up your own firewood. And now over here where we are, there's no branches to be seen. There's no trees here. And I'm in a hurry and I can't wait. You'll have to stay here by yourself. And off he walked. This was a mushal that the Rishna said. Said the Rishna as follows. We know the Pusik tells us, Ki ne mitzvah v'toira oyim. Torah and mitzvahs are compared to light. So, of course, said the Rishna, it's no chiddush that when a person is sitting and learning Torah, he's keeping the mekayim, the mitzvahs, he's listening to a shir, that suddenly, severt lechtig, everything becomes light in front of him, and he realizes what's allowed, what's not allowed, what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, what's machoivoso shal udam by lumay, says the Mesis Yishom, what has a person come to this world for? Suddenly everything is very obvious to us and it's very clear, said the Rishna. And it's no wonder when a person goes out into the outside world, and the Gemara tells us, the Medrash tells us on the Pusik, Yovam zi choshech, the choshech al pneisa hoim zi yovam, that yovam is compared to choshech shehech shichi einayim shal Yisrael. They darkened, they blackened the eyes of Kassel. That's also no wonder. That when a person's outside the darkness, everything suddenly becomes dark and he loses himself and he doesn't know what to do. That's also no wonder. So what's the Eitzah, said the Rishna? The Eitzah is that a person has to see to kindle his own fire. You have to make your own fire, which means, said the Rishna, it's not good enough just merely to absorb the Torah and the mitzvahs and the lessons of the Torah, put it somehow into your head in a form of educational way, just as a mere knowledge and a science. Rather, it has to become part and parcel of each and every one of us. That we have to kindle our own fire, and we have to take with us wherever we go, we have to take with us the lessons, we have to take with us everything which we have absorbed. Then, wherever a person will go, it will be light for him, because he has inside him, he has kindled inside him the light of the Torah, the nemis of the Torah, oh, he's carrying inside him. Just merely to have it switched on, the lights in your home, in your Beis HaMedrash, but you're walking around, dark is not going to help you. The avoid is, you have to absorb the Torah and mitzvahs, make it part and parcel of you. And then, wherever you will go, you will have that protection and it will be clear to you. The Sfasemes writes on the Pusik, Laihidim hoisa oira v'simcha v'susam v'yikar kein tialuni. Says the Sfasemes as follows. Chazal tell us, Laihidim hoisa oira, for the Yidin became light. What does it mean he became light? Says the Sfasemes, says the Medrash, Oira zi Torah. Oira refers to Torah. So ask the Sfasemes, so if Oira refers to Torah, why didn't the Pusik write that? Laihidim hoisa Torah. Not Laihidim hoisa Oira. The Pusik said Laihidim hoisa Oira. Chazal asked, what does it mean Oira? Oira zi Torah. If Oira means Torah, so ask the Sfasemes, so the Torah should have written Laihidim hoisa Torah. Says the Sfasemes, what the Pusik is telling us is this very lesson. It's not good enough just to learn Torah in an abstract form, in an academic form. A person has to learn Torah in such a way, Laihidim oisa oira, oira zi Torah, that the Torah becomes an oira for him. Wherever he goes, I have Torah in front of him. This is the avoda. The Sforno writes as follows, that the reason why we say psikim, for example, in Ladovid Hashem Oiri, we say Ladovid Hashem Oiri v'yishi mimi iro. We have many psikim where we see the Rabbi Shem is referred to as Oira, with the Torah mitzvahs, kinei mitzvah Torah o, ne l'ragli devorecho, v'oilin sivusi, laihidim ois Oira. We have countless psikim where the Torah is considered compared to Oir, the Rabbi Shloilem. What does this all mean? Explains the Sforno in Parshas Pinchas as follows. We know B'shas Kabulas HaTorah, then the whole world was full with Oira. Similarly, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, we find this Malakol Abayis Oira. Unfortunately, due to the Cheto Egel, we lost that Madrega. We lost this Madrega. Now says this, the Sforno as follows. We know that the Goyim are compared to the sun. Klal Yisrael are compared to the moon. The moon, as we know, has no light of its own. The moon only shines as much as the sun shines on the moon. When the sun shines on the moon, then you can see the light of the moon. When the sun doesn't shine on the moon, i.e. now by in the daytime it's so strong, the sun, you can't even see the moon. When the moon is not getting the light of the sun, there is no light to the moon. So Klal Yisrael is compared to the moon. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to the moon? The moon has got no light. L'chayre, Klal Yisrael should be compared to the sun, not to the moon. Says Sfonoi, what happened was, unfortunately, after the Chet HaEgel, we lost our light. We no longer have our light. You want to know how we get our light? We get our light from the Torah. We get our light from keeping the mitzvahs. Ki ner mitzvah v'toira or. A Yid wants to have an inner light. The inner light he gets from keeping Torah mitzvahs, that gives him his light. Ner l'ragli dvorecha v'oy l'nsivosi. Therefore, with this we understand, as long as there was the menorah burning in the Beis HaMikdash, that signified that Klal Yisrael have got a light. They've got the Ashur Hashchina. Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. The Rabbein Shema, He is my light. The menorah was a sign. Nobody can overcome. Nobody can destroy Klal Yisrael. Because we have the Shechina. The Shechina, how we see the Shechina? V'chila Oiri Hitzorech. But that light of the menorah was a sign that we've got the Rabbein Shalom. And therefore, Lashem Oiri V'Yishi. The Boishim is my light. And if the Boishim is with us, the Goyim cannot overcome us. When the Goyim were able to remove the menorah and stop the Hadlokah, that was a sign, as I said, that the light had departed. And then Klal Yisrael was just dark. There was no light. And it was very simple for the Goyim to come in and overcome Klal Yisrael. So our Avoida is to bring back this light. There's a Gewaltig Avot, which is brought down, B'Shem Arizal. It's brought down in the Sefer Yismach Yisroel from Alexander Rebbe. He quotes this Avot in the name of the Arizal. It's written in Parshas Tetzaveh that when Ana Koyim would light the menorah, if a halos aharn es haneiros bein hoabayim yaktireno, he would put on the menorah bein habayim by evening. Says the Arizal, the Rosh Tevis of the words Es Haneiros Bein Ho'abayim is Rosh Tevis Ahava, which means to say as follows. Ana Koyen didn't put on the menorah just merely 8 days a year. Ana Koyen would light the menorah every single day of the year. As written in Parshas Baloischo, El Mil Hamanair. So you have to light all the lights, El Mil Pene Hamanoira. Says the next pasuk, Vayas Kain Aharon. And Aaron did so. El Mil Pene Hamanoira Hele Nerose. He lit the menorah. Tells us Rashi, a very puzzling comment. Vayas Kain Aaron, Melamed Shaloi Shina. This teaches us that Ana Koyin did not change. He didn't do different to how he had been instructed. Ask all the Mephoshim, the same Kasha. Did you really think Ana Koyin was going to change? The Boishim had given him a tzivui, Ba'alois Chasaneiros, Al-Mil Pnei Hamnoira, Yoyi Yeshiva Saneiros, and comes along the Pusik and says, tell us, yeah, V'yaskin Aram, Melam Mishlishim, he didn't change. So Zugin the Mephoshim, many Mephoshim, the same vault. When a person does something the first time, you do it with moedik cheshik, moedik enthusiasm, moedik simcha, moedik ahava. You take care, you prepare hand beforehand, you really put your whole being into it. The second time you also do it with a grosser geschmack, the third time a bit less, the fourth time a bit less. When you're holding by the 50th time, the 100th time, when you've lit the menorah for 40 years in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan every single day, unfortunately many of us wouldn't be doing it with the same enthusiasm, the same cheshek, the same geshmak, like we did at day one. That's, unfortunately, the derech ha'olam. Says the Torah on Aron HaKohen, amoydik ha'shvach, ve'yas kein Aharon, and Aaron did so, melamed shaloi shino. He didn't change. Says the Arizal, Vahalois ahan es haneiros bein habayim yaktirena. The Rosh Hashanah and es haneiros bein habayim is Rosh Hashanah ahava. He did it with love. He put his whole being into it. Like I said before, it wasn't just merely an academic exercise. He put his whole being into lighting the menorah. He understood the significance of lighting the menorah. Therefore, when Aron HaKohen lit the menorah, we understand fully well that such an avoider, this brings down the Shechinah to Klal Yisroel. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch writes a Moedik Avot as follows. He writes that we don't find ever in the Torah, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, the Torah uses the words hadlaka. We know when we make the bracha, lahadlikneh chanukah, lahadlikneh shel chanukah. But the word which we use is lahadlik. We light lahadlik. The Torah does not use this word lahadlik. What word does the Torah use? We see in Parshas Tetzaveh was given a mitzvah, Laha'alois ne'tomid. Laha'alois. Similarly in Parshas Behaloischo, it's written, Behaloischo es haneirois. You have to, Behaloischo. What does it mean, Behaloischo? So Rashi quotes in the name of Chazal, Shetehe hashalheves oile me'oleo. It's not good enough just to light the menorah. You know, sometimes you light a candle, it doesn't light properly. The light flickers a bit and it doesn't go properly. It's just sort of sitting there. It's not a good flame. The mitzvah that had locus menorah was Bahalois Chasaneiros, Shetehei Hashalheves Oile Mele. You have to see the flame, nice flame, going up properly. Zuknab Shimshin Rafol Hish. It's not good enough just to light the menorah. What you have to do is Bahaloisecho. You have to go up. You have to go up with the menorah. What does it mean, go up? Shetei hashalheves oile meoleo. Says of Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, we know menorah is meramas on Torah. Torah is meramas on the chinuch. It's not good enough just to do the Torah, the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs al mushim melimuda, go through the actions. Rather, it has to be done bederech aliyah. Shetei hashalheves oile meoleo. A person has to steig. He's absorbed it inside him. It's become part and parcel of him. This is the avoider of lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. The avoider wasn't just merely flicking on the lights. The avoider was an avoider melamed shloishina. It was done by hava. This was the avoider, and through that brought about the shechina to Klal Yisroel. Therefore, we understand now fully well why the Yevunim wanted to disrupt the mevatel, the menorah, more than everything else, and why the nes dafka took place dafka by the shemen, because this is the yesod, this is the lesson for all of us. We have the Torah mitzvahs. It's a very, very powerful light. It's a very powerful light. But it doesn't help us if we've got a very powerful light and you go out into the darkness. You're not going to be able to see, said the Rishna. You have to take that light and put it inside you. You have to absorb it. You have to make it part and parcel of yourselves. How do you do that? You do that when you learn the Torah, when you keep the mitzvahs, you do it bahava, you do it with a geshmak, you do it with a simcha, you put your whole being into it, then it becomes part and parcel of you, and then we'll all be zoicha to the brucha, kineh l'ragli devarecho, v'oilin sivusi, and we'll be zoicha to the brucha, which Chazal tell us, harugil b'neh, somebody is rugil b'neh, havin lei bunim tamidei chachomim, and Rashi says, what does this refer to? First to ne Shabbos, v'ne Chanukah. And before Shemuel asks the same question, why does the Gemara use this unusual terminology, harugil b'neh, somebody who's rugil? What does it mean, rugil? The Gemara should have said, hamadlikaneiros. What's this word, rugil? But again, as we explained, it fits in beautifully. A person can light a ner Shabbos, a ner Chanukah, and he walks out, and it's got no association with it. It's finished. Harogel b'ner means it's a regilis. This is a regilis. This is who he is. This is who he identifies with. This is part of me. I can have a Shabbos. I can have the most delicious chulent with kishka, with kegel, with cakes, with alligator zachen. But if we're missing the Ner Shabbos on my tish, my Shabbos tish isn't a proper Shabbos tish. Because that's Ner Shabbos, that's so important to me. The regilis, that's who I am. This is who I want to be. I identify with that. The same thing Chanukah, you can eat a million donuts from Harvey's Morgan. But if I haven't got my Ner Chanukah, I don't have a Chanukah. So this is who we are. The regilis harugel b'ner, we should be zoych ala to the bruchas, omen ken yirutzen, eket Shabbos, and eket Chodesh.